Good afternoon. It is 36 degrees and partly cloudy in Jacksonville. It's time for a look at local and area news. It's made possible by Northside Wine and Spirits and Knollwood Retirement Village. I'm Ryan Turk. Jacksonville's U.S. Congressman says not so fast when it comes to reopening diplomatic relations between America and Cuba. President Obama announced the initiative to do just that earlier this week, but Republican Aaron Schock doesn't support the actions, even though he says he shares the president's frustrations.
I have traveled to Cuba. Most of their economy is still centrally controlled by the federal government and by the ruling class. There is very little opportunity for entrepreneurialism. Even if the embargo is lifted, if there aren't reforms to their government and there aren't reforms to their economy, then we're basically only emboldening a regime that has suppressed its people. There's not freedom of speech in the country. There's not freedom of religious expression. There's not freedom in political environment to disagree with the ruling class.
Schock says the government and ruling class remain the only beneficiaries of foreign trade that is currently enjoyed with Canada and Europe.
If the Canadians can go there and travel and invest, and the Europeans can go there and travel and invest, why hasn't there been more growth in their economy? And the answer is because it's still centrally controlled. What really is necessary is for democratic reforms in their government. And from what I've read in the press, and from the president's remarks, there was no agreement by the Castro administration or the Cuban government to make those reforms. There's not more people with money on the island that are going to buy our ag products. There's not industries that can locate there and build hotels that you and I would go and vacation at.
A full interview with Lauren Seibert, a Jacksonville native who studied abroad in Cuba the last 4 months, aired on What's on Your Mind on WLDS this morning. And you can hear that story on our website, WLDS.com.
Need some special holiday drinks? The place to shop is Northside Wine and Spirits, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 a.m., Sunday, noon to 7, now through January 1st. You can get Captain Morgan 750 ml for $15.99, Smirnoff Vodka 750 ml, all flavors $12.99, Fireball Whiskey 750 ml, only $12.99, Jägermeister 750 ml, only $18.99, Bailey's 750 ml, all flavors just $19.49. It's all at Northside Wine and Spirits all month long, 105 West Walnut. At Jacksonville.
A two-vehicle accident in Alexander this morning sent one person to the hospital. According to the Morgan County Sheriff's Department, 38-year-old Philip Hayes of Springfield and 44-year-old Arthur Shepard of Berlin were traveling eastbound on Old 36 East at around 9 a.m. Reports claim that Hayes passed and ran into the back of a farming implement driven by Shepard. Hayes was transported to Memorial Hospital by American Ambulance. He is listed in fair condition. A Scott County man has pleaded not guilty to causing a deadly car crash in eastern Illinois. Investigators say John Adams of Bluffs, a truck driver, turned into a median on I-57 north of Effingham back on October. They say the rear of the trailer didn't make it into the median, and it was hit by a car driven by Eastern Illinois University student Breanne Martin. Martin died at the scene. According to our media partners at WICS ABC News Channel 20, Adams is accused of having cocaine in his system during the incident. He's currently behind bars on $75,000 bond. Morgan County deputies made one arrest today. 27-year-old Rhonda Tracy of the 800 block of Main was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 9 a.m. for failure to appear on battery, mob action, retail theft, and resisting peace officer charges. Tracy remains in custody. One sentence was handed down today in Morgan County Court. 44-year-old Christopher Smith of Rolling Acres was sentenced to 10 years in the Department of Corrections with a 3-year mandatory supervised release on a Class 2 count of unlawful delivery of methamphetamine. There's only a couple more days left to turn in an application to run for a spot on the District 117 school board. Morgan County Clerk Jill Wagner says only one person has submitted an application so far, and there are 4 open spots on the school board. Anyone applying must have the following requirements: a statement of candidacy loyalty oath, statement of economic interest form, and 50 signatures supporting the candidate. District 117 elects board members at large, and applications can be picked up at the Morgan County Clerk's office. Monday will be the final day applications are accepted. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin likes the new federal budget enough to have voted for it, but he doesn't like everything about it. Jim Anderson has the report.
The president signed the bill into law this week, and Durbin says on balance, he'll take it.
We ended up with a budget for every department but one. In protesting the president's immigration order, the Republicans refused to fund the Department of Homeland Security on a regular basis. They did a CR. But it's a good bill. I mean, it is a spending bill. I can tell you my part of it, the defense part of it. We made some good decisions, I think. Saving some money, investing it in the right places.
He's not happy that the measure removes restrictions banning banks from dealing in derivatives with federally insured funds. He says that's what took down the banks at taxpayers' expense in 2008, and he will work to negate that provision. This is Jim Anderson.
There comes a time in your life when you want to be pampered. If you're a senior 65 or over, regardless of income, visit your friends at Knollwood Retirement Village and experience the Knollwood difference. Knollwood offers amenities at no extra charge, such as a moving allowance, 24-hour nursing, and security monitoring. 3 buffet meals, personalized laundry service, weekly housekeeping, cable and Wi-Fi, plus medical reminders. Call 245-5101. Experience the Knollwood difference today.
Williamson and Erisman Hires Funeral Homes offer burial and cremation services to families in the community. They have a full staff of caring professionals surrounded by beautiful facilities and all at an affordable cost. Williamson and Erisman Hires Funeral Homes, proudly serving communities in West Central Illinois.
We now have the following death and funeral announcements to bring to your attention at this time. Sharon A. Robinette, age 63, of Kirbyville, Missouri, died Tuesday at her residence. Sharon A. Robinette. A graveside service will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday at Yatesville Cemetery near Prentice. There will be no visitation. June K. Fox, age 67, of Jacksonville, passed away Thursday at her residence. June K. Fox. A graveside service will be held at 10 a.m. on Tuesday at the Jacksonville East Cemetery. Memorials are suggested to pause in Williamson. Williamson Funeral Home in Jacksonville is in charge of arrangements. Richard Hootie Dale Winningham, age 51, of Winchester, passed away Friday at his home in Winchester. Richard Hootie Dale Winningham. Graveside services will be held at 1 p.m. on Monday at the Bauer Cemetery near Alsea. Visitation will be held on Monday from 11 a.m. until the time of services at the Dawes Family Funeral Home in Winchester. William Henry Ross Sr., age 92, died Sunday at his home in Illinois Veterans Home in Quincy. William Henry Ross Sr. Services will be held at noon on Monday at Camp Butler in Springfield. And upcoming services for Thomas Stephen Cotton Sanders will be held at 10 a.m. Saturday at the Coonrod Funeral Home in Winchester. Thomas Stephen Cotton Sanders. Burial will take place at Bauer Cemetery near Alsea. Friends may call after 8:05 p.m. today at the funeral home. Finally, Raymond Ralph Ray Woodworth will have a service at 1 p.m. on Saturday at Hendricker Funeral Home in Mount Sterling. Raymond Ralph Ray Woodworth. Burial will take place at Hermsman Cemetery, south of Mount Sterling. Visitation is until 7 p.m. today at the funeral home. A full look at the forecast is on the way next. A reminder, bulletin news is always on the air as it happens. For news and weather at your fingertips anytime, visit us online at WLDS.com.